Sit back, relax, and raise a glass, for spirits coming from the past. Sip on salt while your skin crawls with your pre-haunting wolf having a ball. Your favorite ghouls, gather the others, no hesitating. The moment's approaching, it's now time to sing. Hogs and hogs, hogs and hogs, crackle and hide and fill to the top. Hogs and hogs, hogs and hogs, this is your podcast and it's called Hogs and Hogs.
No matter where in the world you're joining us from, welcome back to our realm. This is the Haunts and Hops podcast. We cover all things paranormal while indulging in the most flavorful craft beer from all over the country. Thanks to our sponsor, Tavour. Follow them at T-A-V-O-U-R. And of course, follow us on all social media at Haunts and Hops. Welcome, everyone. I'm Johnny LaQuasto at Jay Quasto on the socials. Let's get to the two stars of the show. She is a veteran paranormal investigator, former team member of Ghost Hunters on A&E, a wealth of knowledge, and no doubt actually has two beers in front of her. At least that's how many I can count. Follow her at Ashley Trobe on the socials because she is the brilliant and leading us in the Queen Mary discussion today. Ashley Trobe.
She double-fisting.
Doing it.
Double-fisting.
Looks like a tall boy and a regular boy.
It is. It's a tall boy and a regular boy, and they're both over 7%. So, F my life. This is going to be a really rough night. Let's do it.
Do not let us go past an hour or shit's going to get weird.
It is. It definitely would.
And she is certified in paranormal investigation and cryptozoology, a lifelong connection to the paranormal. And coming up on Friday, the one woman show is here. 50 Shades of Mix. Yes, I memorized stuff for my co-host. You can buy it all over the world and she'll tell you more about it. Follow her at Anastasia Washington or Anastasia Dubs. She's Anastasia Washington.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, check it out. Friday the 13th, 7 p.m., but you can watch it anytime after that for 48 hours if you buy your tickets through White Fire Theater.
Were you planning Friday the 13th on purpose?
Oh, yes. I wanted to be on my birthday, and somebody had already taken that date. So the next best thing is to make it Friday the 13th, in my opinion.
I love
it. Scary. Just kidding.
Well, tell people how to, before we get further, tell people how they can actually purchase everything.
Well, you can purchase tickets at whitefiretheater.com. There'll be a picture of me like looking like your best friend in a sitcom, and that is how you can buy tickets, or you can head to any of my social media, and I have links in my bio to everything. So,
all right.
There, yeah.
That'd be great if the whole one-woman show is just an hour of you talking with your head on your chin.
Oh, you just gave away the secret ending.
Son of a bitch, my bad.
God damn it.
Damn it.
That was the twist.
I messed up. My bad. What are we drinking?
I am drinking LH4532 Munich from McLeod Ale.
What's it called?
LH4532 Munich.
Uh-huh. Is that a train, I'm guessing?
I'm guessing it's a train in Germany because it's an Oktoberfest Mars in
Is
style.
That really the name of the train, though?
I don't know trains very well, so
Yeah, that absolutely looks like a train. I'm going to go yah on that one.
You're going to go yah on that one?
Yep.
Well, it is delicious. It is 5.5% alcohol by volume, and it's a Mars in style Oktoberfest, as I said before, and I think it's my jam, dude.
Okay. above all others, this is the one?
I mean, not above all others. I'm just saying in the playing field of like, you know, like my perfect beertopia, it's there, you know?
Yeah, it's part of the rainbow.
It's part of the rainbow of my beertopia, yeah.
All right. Well, Ashley, you got a couple of beers to go through along with your whining cat. So let us know. What do you have?
I'm so sorry, Colin.
Who cares? Let him bitch. Whatever.
All right. So I have okay. So the thing about this beer, it's a pizza port. Mm. And when I first was a beer buyer at Whole Foods, I had one of my beer buyer reps come in and he was like, yo, you've got to have one dude that buys this beer all the time. And it turns out that one dude was me, which is really embarrassing, which is Ponto by Pete Support. It's a sessionable IPA. It's delicious. I love it. It's very light in alcohol. It's like 4.7, 4.5. It's delicious. I love it. It's a very easy after work beer where you don't get drunk. But then I'm also having doing a twofer today.
A twofer, whatever day it is.
Sierra Nevada Dankful IPA, which is a 7.5. So I'm dying at this point because, you know, I'm getting dankful today. So
when you said dankful, I thought it was one of, like, you know how Lagunitas does the THC drinks. I was and they're very good.
I do want you to know that the drink that I had before that was, and I was going to have this for the show, but then I got drunk, which was a Fort Point strawberry sour.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love a sour.
It was a Berliner Weisse with strawberries, and it was great. And I had a great time until this little kitten fucked it up.
Now, if I recall correctly, Pizza Port is in San Diego. And aren't they known for sessions? It seems like every time I see a Pizza Port beer, it's always a session IPA.
They have a lot of sessions. They do have some really fun stuff, but right now, ow, fuck, Colin. Sorry.
I'm not editing that out. It doesn't matter. He's part of the show now.
Pizza Port has some really fun stuff right now. They have the bacon and eggs stout that they're doing for the season. Mm. So they do have some really fun things. They do have great sessionable IPAs, but like I said, they have this amazing stout coming out. They have some great IPAs, great porters. They have some really fun things. They're one of those brands that I've loved over the years because while they're craft, I don't want to say that in a way that like people make fun of it, but they are. They're craft still while still being mainstream. And it's fantastic. It's kind of like Carl Strauss, where they were like an OG craft, but they have a lot of mainstream stuff that we all love. So I don't know. I still love Pizza Port. I still think that they put out really good shit to this day.
Well, you know, Pizza Port sticks to their roots, and that's exactly what my beer does because it's from the Common Roots Brewery in Clifton Park, New York. I am drinking the Double Pillow Double India Pale Ale, clocking in at a lovely 8%. And I got to tell you, this is a really smooth double IPA. It is fantastic. It's the first time I've ever had Common Roots before. And kudos to them. I will do a curtsy and an applause to you out there in Clifton Park, New York. Cheers.
A little Tavor.
It is from Tavor, as a matter of fact. And if you want $10 off your first order from Tavor, get craft beer delivered right to your front door. Use the code HAUNTS10, HAUNTS10. And boom, once you hit $20 in that beer crate, you get $10 off. You're welcome.
Just saying, we're really good friends to offer that to everybody. So
it's so nice of us. So
I got an email today that my new crate is on its way. I'm pretty pumped about it.
Oh, I don't know if mine is on its way yet, but I did get contacted to be like, hey, what do you want? And I was like, surprise me this time.
Yeah.
I just want surprises.
Wouldn't
it
be great if none of it was IPAs? Wouldn't that be great?
So I told them in my message this time, they're like, what do you want? And I was like, okay, last time was all IPAs, which was really exciting. This time, mix it up, but don't put nuts in it because I'm going to die. So you know, just figure it out from there. So
that sorry sounds like the weirdest person, party ever.
Sorry to the person that has to make my box that has to deal with all of my allergies, but also.
Well, you drinking a nut beer, that's going to be for a Patreon episode for sure.
I mean, I did drink that fluffer nutter. It was so delicious.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know what's delicious? Our phone number, call 818-660-6191 and leave us a voicemail. If you have a paranormal story, a paranormal experience, anything you you believe might be a little bit off or a little bit peculiar, feel free to leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. That's 818-660-6191.
Unless it's a medical thing, then, you know, don't call us, call a doctor.
Call a doctor and then call us and just leave a voicemail.
Exactly.
Actually, call us first. It's fine.
Send us a picture.
Yeah, actually, call us first. We might be able to handle it.
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I'm not that far off. So I'll help you out.
I played one on a video game, so I feel like I'm very qualified.
See? And we're also qualified for the Supernatural Scoop. I got two for you this week. Ooh. All right. The first one, I titled it Nessie Again.
Oh, Nessie.
Mm-hmm. Again?
He was spotted, well, maybe, was spotted once again on sonar after this mysterious shape was detected 600 feet below the surface. It was captured by a retired skipper, which, look, anyone who's called a skipper, I'm believing them. 77-year-old man named Rod Mitchie. And there's actually, you could find the picture of the sonar, you know, online. And yeah, this is the second time now, essentially in the past month plus, where there have been large sonar detections 500 feet-ish below sea level, if you will. And no one knows what it is yet, but there, people are hopeful. People are excited again. Nessie's trying to pull us back in is what she's trying to do, a little Jezebel.
She keeps pulling us back in, and I keep going. I keep diving right back in. Also, I have something to say about your believing anybody that's named Skipper. Yeah. Were you really into the Skipper Barbie doll?
You know, I know what Skipper is, but I'll be honest, I have no idea why, who Skipper was. Is she Barbie's sister, cousin, neighbor? Sister.
There was Stacy and Skipper and Barbie.
I know a few things.
You know a thing or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you guys think?
It's so hard with Nessie. It's just so hard. Like, Nessie is so difficult because, like, just when you go, I don't know, nothing's happening, and then some activity pulls you back in, like you were saying. I also don't know enough about, like, oceans to really be like, okay, this could be blah, 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 you know?
Nessie is a lake monster, so the ocean doesn't matter.
I mean, you know, like, I don't know about enough about water.
Yeah.
Bodies of water.
She
done sassafrased me. Did you hear her?
I did.
I love you.
I'm not into oceanography or lakeography. I don't know.
I don't like water.
Look, we all know she's partial to Champ at Lake Champlain. So she's going to
do.
You're a Nessie denier.
I am. The only one I care about.
I want y'all to know that I've been planning a couple episodes out, and I've been very excited that I have a beer soon. Not my beer, because I suck, but there's a beer brand that I have been following that is all cryptids and shit like that.
Oh, and, nice.
I'm very excited that we're going to get to drink them soon for an episode where we will do cryptids. But one of them, I mentioned this because, is Nessie. It's the cryptid isn't Nessie, but it's based off of Nessie. And it's based off of the ideas that we're talking about tonight, where it's another lake monster, quote unquote, that is similar to her and goes off of those ideas and ideals. So it's going to be
the
really
ideals.
I love it.
Of Nessie.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's really intriguing about this Rod Mitchie guy, he actually took this photo in 2015, but never spoke publicly about it. But he found out about the images that were shown by another individual over the past month that we talked about, Ronald McKenzie. In McKenzie's sonar photo, it's believed that whatever it is 33 feet long. And so Mitchie gained a little bit of confidence to where he came public finally 5 years later with the photo of his. So now it's maybe it's building a little steam again. I don't know. As much as I want to believe that there's, it's tough. I mean, I know there's no visibility in Loch Ness and it is very, very large, but I don't know. Like Loch Ness is, the rumors have been around for so long. How long could these creatures last? It could just be a massive eel. Let us not forget. So
that is the scariest thing ever. It could be a massive eel. You scared my dog. Did you hear her? She was pissed off about your theory. She was scared.
Yeah.
What it comes down to in the end is no matter what, it is scary because we have no idea what it could be at this point.
Could be a sunken ship too. Who knows?
I mean, after all these years, it's been a lot of years. We've all lived a couple of years. She could be anything. Nessie could be anything. All of these monsters could be anything at this point. And it's very interesting. And I have a lot of questions, including my cat attacking things.
I think the biggest question is, well, not even the biggest question, but like, even if it is some other kind of creature, the massive, like the mass of that creature is scary, right? Mm-hmm. Like if that's our second theory is like, oh, it's another creature. Well, that is massive. And I am scared.
Right. Scientists said there are still thousands upon thousands of species we still have not discovered yet in the water, more so in the ocean. But at the same time, in Loch Ness, anything is possible, technically. So, I mean, whatever it is large. And one was taken recently. One was taken 5 years ago. So we're going to, you know, stay on top of this, obviously, because who knows what will come out next. But I really think y'all are going to enjoy this. So I saw an article written by a woman named Sharon Day, who came up with what she calls a haunted formula. She essentially took a sample size of 50 very well-known haunted locations and decided to come up with the leading characteristics. So she came up with the list of the top five things you should look for if you want to go to a place that will give you some paranormal evidence. So let me ask you both, right off the top of your head, what would be the most likely characteristic of what you consider to be a haunted place?
A characteristic about the place itself, like location?
Yeah, like if you're going to a place that you think might be haunted, what would a haunted place to you, what do you think it would be exhibiting, if you will? Like,
I mean, I always look for EVPs. I want to hear the sound bites. I want to hear complete audio. That's my first thing that I go for when it comes to paranormal.
But is she talking about more like a formula, like like the kind of place it is? Like, I would think that institutions or orphanages, stuff like that. Like, I would think that places, institutions, orphanages, schools, stuff like that, that would be like typical.
Yeah, there you go. Number one is history of death. Almost 50 out of 50. There's a history of death inside. Number two, I found interesting, but also makes kind of sense because of the way to conduct electricity is a nearby waterway, a nearby body of moving water.
Oh. Yeah, that actually makes sense. I have heard that quite a bit.
Number three, masonry or brick construction.
Interesting.
I don't care about that. No, I disagree.
Fair enough. She said wood frame buildings were the least haunted, but the exception was being located in a mining town. So, of course, we know mining towns got some haunts going on for sure. Yep. Number four, and I think this makes sense, the location being at least 50 years old.
Yes, I agree with that one. I mean, I think it's just a higher probability, probably.
Yeah. And also, she said the majority of the 50 sites she studied were near a railroad track.
Well, was she on the East Coast?
She did not say. I think they were all over the place. But I mean, railroad tracks are often near forests and fields. So
I just feel like she might have been on the East Coast if she did this study.
I mean, I live near a railroad track.
Yeah.
I don't know. No. I do. I live near a railroad track. In fact, when I, like, my first boyfriend ever, like, spent the night over my house, he was like, oh my God, your house is so noisy, I couldn't sleep. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, there's a train. The train, the freeway, the car racing. I was like, I've heard none of this.
I've never been embarrassed on air before until today.
I'm so sorry that I ratted you out that way.
No, it's really interesting because when it comes to railroads and stuff like that, they're very, very particular areas, whether they be on the West Coast or East Coast. But when it comes to railroads, like, not every area has a railroad. I don't know, I'm just speaking from personal experience, but where I grew up, it was a very industrial area that we had to deal with that kind of stuff. So it's interesting to hear about the people that had to deal with that specific kind of maybe haunting or maybe paranormal experience.
Well, number five on the list was geology. So she's saying areas or locations that had either granite, shale, limestone, or sandstone.
I wonder if that's the way, because of the way that they mine it. You know, it's like the same thing with like mining towns and stuff like that. There's a lot of problems.
Could be.
Problems.
She also listed the top five haunted locations. None of these will be a surprise. Of course, she has Gettysburg Battlefield. Mm-hmm. She has the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum in Kentucky, which I believe we've spoken about. Of course, the LaLaurie Mansion in New Orleans. And the St. Augustine Light Station in Florida, which I really want to get to because it's not that far from me. And I know St. Augustine's the oldest city in the country. And the Ohio State Reformatory.
Ooh, okay.
I want to go to there.
Well, you can someday.
Someday, when I'm allowed to leave my house.
And that is the Supernatural Scoop. So, Ashley, where do we go from here?
Oh, my goodness. We are going to talk about the RMS Queen Mary. Who is ready to talk about that?
I am. Let's do it.
Anyone? Everyone? Everyone? Okay, so the RMS Queen Mary is a ocean liner that sailed primarily on the North Atlantic Ocean from 1936 to 1967. And boy, howdy, it was a beauty. She sailed on her maiden voyage on May 27, 1936. She did things, but what it came down to in the end is that following the war, Queen Mary was refitted for passenger service and blah, 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 blah. Queen Mary was aging and operating at a loss, blah, 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 blah. Either way, she became a historic landmark. And to this day, she is part of Historic Hotels of America. People get to enjoy not renting her, but
Queen Mary
staying on her.
Yeah, Queen Mary brings in money. It brings that she brings in the dough.
It's one of my favorite places to stay. I love it. I stay there at least once a year. I love
it. She is a hotel. She is hoteling people. What it comes down to is she was a beautiful historical landmark, and to this day, she's now residing in Long Beach, California, where people get to rent out her rooms and enjoy some of her little haunted whatevers. But she's a museum and a hotel now, and it's really beautiful. But one of the fun things about her is to this day, she's been around for almost 100 years, right? And she has had a lot of historic and haunted bull nonsense going on. One of my favorite ones being a friend of ours, Brandon Alvis, seeing this, which was Brandon Alvis of the APRA Paranormal Society. I sent the link to you, Quasto. Do you still have that link?
I do have the link, and it is unreal. So we can't play it for you because you don't hear anything, but we could post the link. It's got well over 100,000 views, so it is definitely, you know, circulated over the past decade because it is a 10-year-old video. But yeah, you see the camera going through, night vision camera, and you can clearly see someone sitting in one of the, I guess he said it was a changing room or a baggage room, but you can clearly see, you can make out a figure, a head, hair and eyes looking right damn at the camera. That is chilling.
One of the fun things about that video, and I knew Brandon at that time. I knew his partner at that time. And so when that video happened, his partner kind of had their video camera down at their side and was just kind of like walking around, not thinking about it. And they literally were not paying attention. It was just at the side for them. Wow. And so when that video came up, it was a complete shock, and it was so much for them. And that video again it's so shocking and unbelievable to this day. It's one of my favorite videos that's ever been captured. But it is very clearly someone that wanted to be seen at the Queen Mary.
So here's my question. I don't know if either one of you can answer. It was clearly very dark, and it looked like the camera was on night vision mode. My question is, it had to be too dark for, let's say they were paying attention. I'm guessing it was too dark for Brandon or his partner to be able to see that figure with the naked eye. Am I right on that?
I imagine. Well, so what I know is they were doing the tour throughout the hotel, not the hotel, but the ship. And I know the partner at the time didn't really care about that kind of stuff. So I know she had her camera down at her side when she was doing this. Brandon obviously was way more interested than she was. So that's one of the things that I always found really interesting, was that she didn't care about it and caught this still. It was a really weird situation, and I don't know, it's funky to this day.
Anastasia, what's it like staying there? I mean, I know we all know it's old, it's 100 years old, but is it still very, are the rooms rustic? Have they been obviously redone to a certain, are they periodic, or what's it like?
It's funny, because I think most people would think it's kind of it's not modernized. So like, I think some people might be like too posh for it or whatever, but they actually still have like the same drawers and like vanities and stuff like that they had when it was built. In fact, one of my favorite things to do is, me and my friends, we always try to figure out, because there's a code on the bottom of the drawer, and you can see what deck it's supposed to be on, and you see if it's actually at that deck, you know, like if it's actually on the right floor. Yeah, because, you know, over the years, things have shifted around. I did stay in one that had like a servant's quarters, and it was really weird to like have like a sitting area and a little bathroom, and then like have this like little thing in the corner that was like a room with a bath, like a little, you know, bathroom and bedroom that was supposed to be your servant's quarters. Oh, it's very strange, but but that's one of the things I like about it, is that they haven't really changed that. So you can, like, it's almost like walking into like a, you know, like an old fashioned mystery or something like that. It's really fun. But you know, I could see the creep factor in it as well. I mean, I used to, like when I was a kid, I hated going to the Queen Mary. Like I would get like nosebleeds, and I'd be like, no, I'm not going. And now it's just like one of my favorite places to drink and go to their haunted, they have this huge haunted festival every year. That one of the cool things about it is that each of the mazes is actually based on a real live haunting legend on the ship, which is kind of makes it more fun to me, because, you know, it's based on something that happened on the ship.
That's way more fun.
There are very, very many stories, have either one of you, we've all been on the Queen Mary. I've only been there during the daytime. Have either one of you ever experienced anything slightly abnormal? I mean, I know you stayed there overnight. Ashley, you've done investigations. Do you have anything that you recall?
I hate to say it, but my most memorable memory on the Queen Mary was a wedding where I was the makeup artist on the wedding. And I went to go do her makeup. She was another paranormal investigator. I'd known her for years. And I've worked with her for a very long time. And she was like, oh, yeah, come do my makeup. So I did. And then when I got done with her makeup, she was like, hey, I invited too many people to the wedding, so can I uninvite you?
Wait, so she asked you to go to the Queen Mary to do makeup and then leave the Queen Mary?
Yep. So I got uninvited to the wedding.
Well, that is memorable.
It is memorable. It's one of my funniest memories when it comes to the Queen Mary, because she uninvited me and my best friend at the time. She was like, yeah, just don't come. We're like, okay. So instead, what we did was we investigated, because we were like, well, we're already here. Like, we already spent the fucking trip. So we wound up investigating and having fun and doing whatever. But yeah, it was a wild day because we somehow gotten uninvited to the wedding.
And so just for people that don't live in Los Angeles area, don't know that, like, the Queen Mary is not that, I mean, it's close to us, but it's not, it's a trip. It's a thing. So, yeah. You know, it's a little bit of a drive. And
that's haunting, yeah. To be disinvited to a wedding.
Yeah, that's pretty haunting. I mean, I think I did this, like, I do a YouTube video every year there because we get drunk and we do some silly stuff. And then one year we just explored around with a guy that legit is an expert in the boat. So he had like pictures and like schematics, and like he could show us what the pool looked like in which decade and stuff like that. It was so cool. And he was just like telling us like, this is wrong and this is right and this is wrong and this is right. But the conclusion of that video, we decided that the actual haunting that is happening in the Queen Mary is the haunting of bad carpeting. It's really bad carpeting, you guys.
Noisy carpeting.
It's just like, it looks, it's supposed to be a dolphin, but it looks like a weird fish on there. And there's a rose. So it's like a dolphin rose fish thing. Mm-hmm. And that is the carpet. So that is the true haunting, is that they don't change that ugly carpet.
Have y'all heard of the
cat? I'm so sorry.
One thing I love about the Mary is the fact that there are very specific ghosts that supposedly live at the Queen Mary. Mm-hmm. The one that I find the most interesting is the 18-year-old, I believe he was a naval engineer, who was doing a drill and was trying to slide under one of the mechanical doors, and apparently the mechanical door sliced him in half. And people have said you could still see the apparition of him trying to run under the mechanical door.
I will say going, like, so I don't know, maybe this is just like all ships, but last year when we went, they actually let a group down into, like, I don't know the name of ship places. Anyway, really deep down.
The bowels,
whatever.
It was hell.
Oh, no, they had a secret bar way down there, and we were like walking around, like, and it's just giant, like a giant, like super tall room of metal and like little tiny platforms and stuff. And I could see how people could die so easily doing these kind of jobs, you know, like I could see that. I could see why there has been so many massive amount of deaths, especially with like it moving at one point and being down in these different places. Like, I mean, and also it was a hospital at one point. So yeah. It has a lot of history.
So many. There's another one here called Little Jackie, a little 5 or 6 year old girl, they say, who was swimming in the ship's second class pool, which is now the Royal Theater. Unfortunately, she drowned, and people have said that you could still hear her splashing at times, calling for her parents, even responding to questions when prompted. I mean, there's a list of ghosts that have names here on the Queen Mary. There's John Henry, who's a guy that worked in the boiler room, who apparently has shown as an apparition, has audibly responded to questions about beer. We should have him on the show.
Oh, we should have him on the show. There's a captain as well, and a really elegant lady in white. And I think they call her something like, I think they call her like the sweetheart or the lover something. Okay. Anyway, they have a whole maze about her every year. And she's just like in this like elegant, long, like tight fitting, like I'm assuming 20s era dress. And she's just gorgeous. And I guess, you know, she was waiting for her lover and he didn't come. And so she done died. Yeah. I don't know. You know. Yeah.
Well, here's the.
So she done die.
She done died.
The captain, his name was Captain Treasure Jones. He was the final active captain of the Queen Mary, sailing from 1965 to 67. Died at 87 in 1993, but he had an affinity for cigars, and visitors can still sometimes report smelling cigar smoke in the captain's quarters, which I think that's kind of cool. I mean, that's, we talk about all the time. If he loved being on the ship, then why wouldn't his energy still be in the captain's quarters, I guess, right?
And he's still stoking. He's still, you know, just
But that's kind of the weird thing, though. Like, when it comes down to it, no matter what, is if we pass away and shit goes wild, whatever happens, who's to say that our favorite things won't be the thing that lasts? So if smoking was his favorite thing, so be it.
I think my ghost is going to be a weird ghost. I'm just saying, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, like, the smells and stuff are going to be weird. It's going to be like mac and cheese and
it's
going to
be
beer.
It's going to be duck fat pretzels.
It's going to be duck fat pretzels and a stout and a cooking skillet.
I was going to say the trigger object is going to be an IPA because you'll kick it over every time.
Oh, that's true. I'll be like a rage ghost. Oh, no.
Phasmophobia.
Have like a haunting beer like maze where it's just like people just raging about different kinds of beers, you know, like I'm the IPA ghost.
I'm in. Hey.
And the name of the guy that got crushed by the door, his name was John Petter. And he's known to leave behind greasy handprints in the area where he roams. And he's one of the most popular spirits to try and see with people that are ghost hunting, because apparently he's been seen so many times. And they say 49 reported deaths on the Queen Mary during its time in service. That seems like quite a bit, doesn't it?
That's a lot. Yeah. That's
during his time in service. Does that include, that would be my question, is that when it turned into a military hospital? If it includes that, then I would say that makes sense.
Yeah, like Ash said, it was active for 31 years. That's average of 3 a year. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a captain on that ship, but it seems like a bit much.
Yeah, and I know there was a couple suicides as well. I think there was one suicide after it became a hotel too. Yeah, and I think that's one of the ones that people see too. I forgot what room it is because I think we tried to stay there once. We're like, can we have a room, whatever? And they're like, no. And I was like, oh, okay.
What were your investigations like?
At the Queen Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Boring. Ugh, boring every time. No, I never had anything happen. It sucked. I was very hopeful to have something go on. The first time I went there, like officially, was for a wedding where I was doing a makeup on a bride. And I had no haunting or anything
besides being kicked out of the wedding.
Haunting a friendship's past.
Yeah.
That was creepy.
No, I, over the years, I have not had anything happen at the Queen Mary. My best friend told me at the time that she had a ton of things happen, but I haven't had anything, so nothing so far. I hope that eventually I will, but yeah, no, I've had zero happen at the Queen Mary.
Huh. The three of us need to go. You know what? I want to hear. I want to hear a ghost they call Grumpy. He's apparently a spirit who growls at people, and there are audio recordings that you could listen to online. They don't technically know who this guy is, but he tends to growl at visitors. He's said to lurk in a room under the stairs near the first class swimming pool. And sometimes he'll hang out with John Henry in the boiler room. How the hell people can claim this, I don't know. But there is audio recordings of old Grumpy with his growling ass.
Near the first class pool?
I guess.
Huh. For the first ash pool.
Well, there's not, like, you can't go into any of the pools anymore, which is a bummer.
Sure.
But you can peek in like I do all the time.
Well, the last thing they need is death number 50. I mean, come on.
Whatever. Let me go in the pool. It's creepy. It's like this old, like, you know, it's just very like 1920s pool. Yeah. I love it. 30s.
And Anastasia's like, 30s. I just want to go swimming with little Jackie.
Let me go swimming with Jackie. She was in the second class pool, so.
Oh, you're going to wave at her from the first class. Well, hey!
Sorry, you died. You should have gone to first class.
Come on here. The water's warm, Jackie.
They actually had a lifeguard in the first class one.
Oh! Slamming a 5-year-old.
I'm so sorry. You guys, I'm sorry.
Anastasia, that
is. You know, I make inappropriate drowning jokes. You know, I do.
Dark, and I love it.
That's the first 30 minutes of her one woman show.
Yeah.
It's just her standing in a swimming pool making drowning jokes.
I feel like I'm exempt. Like, nobody can ever say anything about it because that's how my father died. So I can say drowning jokes if I want to. And that is my right.
We've never actually got. That's a great point. We've never actually gotten into that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's hard to say it's okay when I'm laughing. Ashley, stop.
I've known you for a long time. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
It's different.
Okay, yes.
He wasn't at the Queen Mary, was he?
He was not. He was in Maui.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I've been there since. And I had this really cool, like, if we're going to talk about like apparitions and like spirits and stuff like that, this is not really one of those stories, but it kind of is. I went to Maui and I was not right after, but a few years after he died. And I was like, I was learning to surf for the first time and I was having kind of a hard time. And I was like, kind of like crying because I was like feeling like, oh, my dad died in this water and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And then a little tiny sea turtle just looked up at me. And I was like, cool, hi. And then I surfed for the first time, like nobody's business. It was great.
Was that your dad?
I think that was my dad. Yeah.
Yeah, that's adorable.
Right? That's cute. I made it cute. Ashley, I made it cute. Ashley has been around me when I make the worst jokes because we were at Universal at Carl Strauss. All these women were with us and they were like complaining about their dads. They're like, my dad sucks. My dad this. And then I just went, my dad's dead.
My dad drowned.
Yeah, he drowned.
Not, he doesn't suck.
On his honeymoon.
Not that it's funny. It's just a situational thing that we've unfortunately been through together. It makes sense for the both of us to laugh at it. But
I'm a comedian, so I laugh at pain.
It's not funny. It's not a funny thing. Yeah. But we went through it.
Yeah. I mean, we're all friends here.
We're friends here. Jesus. You know?
That was really a perfect way to wrap up the Queen Mary discussion. 49 people died on a ship. Cue Anastasia.
Don't make me laughing when you say 49 people died on a ship.
We're trying to say
Cue Anastasia, Mary. Making it awkward.
49.
You're welcome.
Ashley is cracking up.
Thanks, Queen Mary.
See you next year, Queen Mary.
You got any sea turtles there? I'm sorry. Okay. Well, we are found at Haunts and Hops on all social media platforms. Of course, we want more phone calls. So call us once again at the number 818-660-6191. If you have any kind of stories, if you have a friend who has a story, tell them to call, leave a voicemail, and we will play it on the show. Anastasia, tell people about yourself.
Oh, hi. You can find me at Anastasia W on Twitter, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, and you can go to Anastasia TV on YouTube if you want to see videos like that creepy Queen Mary one. That's a Queen Fairy right. one. Sure.
Trobe.
Say your social media.
Ashley Trobe on everything. Twitter, Instagram, whatever else there is. Not Parler. You're not
gonna find me. I'm not on Parler. I was on for 10 minutes and then I took it off.
You ain't gonna find me on Parler.
I just found out what it was and nope, not going on there.
I was curious. I peeked.
Ashley Trobe on everything but Parler.
Yep, I don't even know how they spell it. I don't care. I am at Jay Quasto on social media, and I'm coming out to California this week. So I think we may just all record an episode together in the same vicinity for the very first time. That's our goal for the next week or two. So we're going to figure it out, but that is what we want to do. I'm very excited. I've not been out there since essentially Christmas. It's been a long year for all of us, and so I'm pretty pumped to be coming out. To coming out? I don't even know what I'm saying. To be no, coming out there out. And then out of the closet. Whatever. It's fine.
He's coming out to the closet.
I'm coming out. No.
He's coming out of the closet, not coming out to the closet, Ashley. That's a different conversation.
I do speak to my closet.
Something in the closet and coming out, and I don't even know. It's just
awesome. Drink more, Ashley. Drink more.
I'm gonna stay close to.
I'm recording in my closet right now. Anyways, thank you as always for listening. Tell a couple of friends, rate us 5 stars. You know the drill. And with that said, thank you for listening once again. It's time to say bye.
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 Okay, bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, tell a couple of friends and please rate and review the show on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if it's iTunes and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you.